Blog Talk Radio.
Classiest of us tonight.
What you trying to say?
You a hoe is what
this
I'm trying
to say.
This is
about freakum dress.
Girl, I have a freakum dress on. I am just doing classy, okay?
Do I need to dress you? We standing by fire and everything. I could just pull out some blades and just do this.
Girl, right now, I would take that action. I'm not even kidding.
Just all kind of blade issues. Are we not broadcasting tonight? Are we not twitching?
We are twitching. We should be.
Twitching.
Because you're not twitching the right way.
Let me dip it, pop it, twerk it, stop
there
it.
There you go. Now you're twitching it the right way.
This is not cute. Man, it has been a hell of a day. Oh, my goodness. My five-hour energy has lasted 6 hours.
I just want to say, up front, I really hate this bitch in Second Life. You have no idea.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
In any case, let me close down some windows because I got like 15, 20, 85 open. I'm on crack.
Girl, yeah, I was doing the same darn thing because I was all over the place. I was like, wait a minute. 15, 20,
35, 80 windows open. Did y'all tell the people where they were? Did we tell them where they were?
Oh, no, I did not. I did not. Hold on. Okay, I have to introduce the show too because I totally forgot. I'm irritated. All right, it is Tuesday. Is it February still? God, it's February 19th, 2013. I know. And
I'm laughing because you know what? As we're standing, you know what? Go ahead and do the show. I'll tell them
okay,
later.
Okay. All right. It's time for Pixinista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in radio, but we don't really give a shit because
right.
That's who we are. I'm Snow White, kind of feisty, and I'm the classiest one of the bunch tonight, which is really surprising because normally I'm not. And then we also have Ginger Rocks, the slutty stepchild that has my brand on her ass. Yep, and of course we have the biggest hoe of us all, Miss Gamer Matrix /
motherfucking
Corey. You are the biggest motherfucking hoe we ever seen, but we love you anyway.
Hello.
She has got her freakum dress on, and if she bends over, you're going to see everything, and then you go freakum. Yes, you are.
My Second Life husband got this for me. Thank you.
I got that. I got my dress for my damn self. That's right. I don't need nobody to get me nothing.
I don't need them to buy it, but if you're going to buy it, Big Daddy, go ahead and do that. I got no problem with it.
Anyway,
nice
we are actually at this club. It's not really a hub. It's a club. And
it's Black Hearts Cafe. I picked it because there's a lot of out-of-sorts fashion people.
Yes.
They need help.
Sister and I were actually discussing before the show. We were camming around. We said we could do an entire show on don'ts. Just camming into that club. That is the most pathetic display of non-fashion knowledge I have ever seen in my entire life.
Right? It was hurtful when I came up in here. When I walked in, some chick had some rigged mesh hair, and she had the audacity to have on wrong. I don't know how that happens. I thought maybe I rezzed in wrong, so I gave her a few minutes, and it did not rez right. And then I realized that bitch got her hair on sideways, really. That only works in real life. You can only twist your wig for real in real life. Just so y'all know that it does not work in a game.
Nice. You really had her hair on sideways?
It was sideways. If I see her in there, I will point her out to you. And y'all know how you do that. You, when you click on it to edit, you can see the, yeah, you can see all the little parts that make up the hair. Oh, in case y'all didn't know, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah. I'm having some reoccurrences of bump on the head. All right.
Nice. Reoccurrences of the bump on your head.
I am. Oh, I will tell you what I was laughing about earlier, because you know how we're standing around this fire? This looks so crazy but fashionable. This actually works.
It really does. It really, really does. It looks like some sort of haute couture fashion shoot where, you know, we're really high class models wearing some slutty clothing and they have us like down in the quote ghetto.
That's right.
True story. Man, which photographer that we were hired by? This pisses me off. This laggy ass sim, and they've got a fucking scripted car.
Yeah, that goes back and forth.
Transport people back and forth.
Well, it doesn't actually transport them, because you can just kind of TP and walk in, and that's, yeah.
Oh, see, now that's annoying. Oh, and they have a greeter. Did you see their greeter?
I didn't see it, but it got fucking
like this tiny little fucking man, and then they have this little spin the bottle thing on the floor, which is only adding more scripts.
Him?
Okay,
okay, let's just start with him.
Hey, your pants should not be that low.
Fuck. No.
Fuck. What are you wearing, dude?
Bad tattoo. The skin could be forgivable.
Is he real?
He has better hair. He's real.
Okay, let's zoom in on the hair. We talk about this hair, this kind of hair, often. Yeah. Shoulders too wide, arms too big. What is going on? What look is that? What is that supposed to be? I'm just... Somebody explain to me. What is he going for?
It wouldn't take much to tweak the shape to where it wouldn't be horrible.
He's overcompensating. I mean, and this sounds so bad when I say this, but the men who make their avatars look so fucking masculine in Second Life are overcompensating for their lack of masculinity in real life.
True story.
I've only seen one that actually resembles.
I want to pull the bottom of his pants up on top of his shoes. You kind of rotate them just a little bit. You shrink the tops, you rotate them back a little bit, you pull it up, and it fits. It works. It doesn't look so bad. Though those shoes, they're not good, but they're not bad. I've seen worse.
Who the hell is talking to me? Why are you talking to me? Okay. Where do we... Yeah. Okay, so
this guy's brand new. So I'm not going to pick on him. He's in the noob clothes.
Who's noob?
Gray Dog 12.
The one we're looking at, oh, him there?
Are you talking about the one that's standing there in his jockey shorts and that's it?
No. I'm zooming in. This guy.
What's going on with his... What is going on with his face? Can you get close to his face?
Well, this is a noob avatar. He hasn't done anything to an avatar. This is one of the ones that went in his
face. I want to see his face.
Nope. You don't want to see inside his mouth, though.
No, I don't want to see inside his mouth, because you know that scares me. Don't scare me.
Oh, he's moving.
Uh-oh. Oh, God! Remember, we're lagging behind you, Ginger. Okay.
Is he getting too close as he's walking?
You don't have an AO. If you all don't know what an AO is what controls. It makes us do all the cool stuff we're doing, where we're sitting and standing and turning. Oh, my God. The Lindens gave him that outfit?
Yes.
Why do they do that to our newbies?
I don't know.
When I was on the
but
the
I feel like we should make something and then give it to them. Yeah, like, here, give this to the newbies instead.
Oh, my God. Maybe he's shopping. He's running back and forth. He seems to be looking up at something.
See, in the crotch. The crotch area, guys. The crotch. Not that big, okay?
Even a real-life man who is fucking hung does not have a crotch that big.
This is very true.
And I have seen men who are deliciously hung.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that during the show. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Wait a minute. Does he have on two pairs of pants?
Yes.
He's got on two pairs of pants. He's a noob, though, you know?
It doesn't matter. Would you wear two pairs of pants in real life? Does that make any sense to you?
He might not know how to take them off. You don't know how to take them off. I mean, did the greeter go into the club? Okay, y'all got to take me into the club and show me who y'all were looking at.
Okay, just you can just cam there. There you just cam. Randomly cam and bam, there's a fashion doll.
All right. So where are we gonna start off at?
Yeah, we still got a few more minutes. So go ahead and randomly cam in there. Let's see who we can find, who
we're gonna go with Briggs. Let me see. Briggs, if his hair rezzes, may not be too bad.
No, that's bad. Painted on shirt, painted on pants, bad shoes, clip it into his pants. No.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
No.
There we go. He took him out to rez, and he's bad. So he reminds me of my first SL husband.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering what year these people are living in. I'm serious. Like, most of the stuff in here looks like it's from 5 years ago.
And if I crash, it's because this place is effing
laggy. Now, that right there is kind of hot.
I like the RoboCop. That's actually kind of fun. I do like that.
Let's go look at this blonde chick.
There's always a blonde chick.
You know, I don't mind blondes, but really, you give them bad names when you look like shit like that.
See, what is wrong with her whole stomach area?
Her torso is incredibly long, and her hips.
Her feet
are tiny.
Are
short.
She has no hips.
Yeah, she has no hips, and her torso
all
is
all boobs. At least her shoulders aren't. Well, they are kind of
her
wide.
Her arms are too short, and her hands are too tiny.
And
what in
no
the
butt.
World?
And she has no butt.
She has no butt.
She got no junk in her trunk.
Girl, you need some cheeseburgers, stat.
And what year is that hair?
That's what I'm saying. 5 years ago. Thank you.
That is bad. That is bad. That is bad. That is so. And I knew a girl who used to wear that hair all the damn time.
Didn't you turn the names off?
Dude, you got to turn the names off. We can't. We got to turn the names off, teacher.
We're all like blasting people, putting them on blast and shit.
They could be looking through the internet and go, oh, I was on Pixinista. It could be, you are on Pixinista. Oh, you don't want to know what they're saying about you.
We're going to go in to this chick if I can scroll in about.
Now, and actually, Ginger and I were discussing before the show. We said it is not that difficult to find good, cheap mesh hair. Okay?
It's and not. People it's like, not. Alexandra is going, is doing her whole
like mesh
retirement
hair.
Sale.
They say mesh hair doesn't move. Real life hair doesn't clip through your body or your tits like that. Okay.
They're going to find, in the next few years, we're going to find something that works.
And you find mesh hair that uses flexi, but it uses it properly. So you can't really tell that it's clipping through your body because the flex hair kind of covers it.
Yes.
Which I like. So you can see it kind of moving with the wind a little bit, just enough. It's really nice, but it's not this nasty.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about, because I'm shocked.
She's got mesh clothes on.
Yeah, the one, she has mesh clothes on, yeah. And she's
which
actually
one
not
are we
that
talking
bad.
About the okay, now she, so that right there is good. That's a fashion.
I like, she's got her freakum dress on. You go, girl. That is nice.
And she's got the hair over the shoulder. It's nice. That's that work, girl.
The
work.
Body shape looks actually realistic. Very impressive.
I'm like different skin, but that's it.
Yeah, the
I don't like her face makeup.
Yeah, the skin is a little too drag queeny for me with the face makeup.
Well, she stopped and posed like she knew we were looking.
Do it, girl.
Twerk. I said, I am her. And tell her, you want to know you're live.
Oh, God, don't do that.
Where was our favorite little movie?
You're out there talking about you on air.
Okay, who is the chick back here? Looks like she escaped from the 70s to the right. With the long brown hair.
Oh, wait. I moved.
Yeah, you moved. She's behind. No, not there. She's in the...
In the white?
Nope, she's behind the girl we were looking at that we were saying was working it.
Well, that chick left. So I'm gonna, that chick. All right, I see who you're talking about.
Nope.
Hold on.
That's not what I was talking about, but she's bad.
There we go. In the tiger print and the white.
Yeah. Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, zoom in. Zoom in on her. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I'm there. No. Y'all catch up with me.
Oh, hell no. Bitch, what are you doing? What is this? Did she... What?
I have no words.
Where did you start with how bad this is?
Let's
I don't know, but that skirt, that bottom piece, is ridiculous. If you're going to do that, just go ahead and do the flip and flexi, the itty-bitty pieces, because that is not cute.
No, and she looks like a fucking twig.
Except for the boobs, because she
thinks... And her boobs are moving!
And they oh God, no.
You're gonna knock her out if they move anymore.
They're moving too much. Oh God, she's got the. You got your physics turned on way too high, baby.
They're like moving so hard, they're bouncing off of each other.
Oh God,
it's not cute. It's not, and everybody has that damn face, which annoys me.
Hey,
What?
I'm just looking at that hair. What was that? Second Life 2004 was when that hair came out.
Yes.
With the long hair, and this
and
is when
the
they first introduced
her. The boots are like.
No, okay, her boots are fierce. I got to give her credit.
No,
for
I don't like,
I like
them.
No. You can
like
get better boots. I don't like the prim tops on those.
No, because when you move your legs, they bite into the prims, and it just looks bad. Okay, and that guy right in front of her, he needs to just stop with the painted on clothing. Guys, it's the season.
I'm not going to hate on people for not moving a mesh yet. Some people don't buy linen, some people don't earn linen, so they're going to go with what's free and that they can get, so I'm not going to hate on them.
Well,
it's like
not
the chicken kind of
not
some
so
outfit
as,
is not
well,
bad.
And well, see, it's not so much as this is it's the free and cheap. It's we've already proven that even with the lindens they give you when you start the game, you can put together something decent. It's a matter of some people do not have an eye. They just don't have an eye for clothes or what looks nice. But the thing is, in Second Life, that's all you got. We're not talking about, you know, in the real world where, no, you cannot afford to go and buy the latest Versace. But in here, you know, it's 2 cents. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford 2 cents to get you just even if you end up wearing the outfit for years. Pick
which,
something.
You know
nice.
What? It's fine. Your clothes,
like
your clothes don't get dirty. Really? It's a pixel avatar. Your clothes do not get dirty. You can wear them more than once, I'm telling you.
I wear mine all the time. I've had this dress for about a year.
I just bought this today, but I think I'm going to wear it for a while.
I've had mine since the last Core Culture Fair.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah, baby.
You should probably take some pics of us today and update our pics, because in our pics, we're very outdated.
I may just do that while we're standing here chit-chat. Okay, it's time for us to move on, because my eyes are bleeding, and I can't see straight.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got one more, and I'm sorry, I lost y'all. My headphones decided to cut out.
I said my eyes are bleeding in case you missed that comment.
But she's got a hat, which Corey will love.
Who's got a hat?
She's not really rezzed in, so it's hard to tell.
Oh, but it's a hat. I know what it is. Oh, my God.
I
know where she got that. She got that from Mad Hatter.
I kind of like that.
Even though it's not rezzed in, it still looks hot.
Yeah, exactly.
She's rezzing slowly.
I kind of like that. I really do.
Bitch, work.
So we found a couple of do's and a whole.
Oh, that was a skirt. Oh, I like that skirt now more than it's, well,
right?
Somewhat completely. But
her hair looks good. I love the hat. Her shape
is
almost
skin.
Realistic. Her skin is good. Work it, girl.
Fit correctly, even though I'm pretty sure those are prim.
Yep.
Mesh hair.
Very, very, very nice.
Very nice. Very nicely done. Another do. Good job.
We might need to say her name. Look, we might need to say her name. Say her name.
Her name is Frissa. Frissa Real Range.
Frissa Real Range, you fucking rock. You work that shit. Bitch.
Work the hat, girl. You are working it. We love it. Okay, the guy behind her is kind of cute, although his shoulders are broad.
Are you going to go in there after him after the show's over?
I might, because, you know, it's been a while for me again. Well.
Hey there, baby.
He does not have his...
You know she's going to find somebody else. You got to find somebody else. Somebody else is going to
I thought it was a prim penis. Never mind, it's just a belt.
Oh.
You know what? I thought he had a prim penis on, too, and I was about to be like, damn, he's already ready for me.
You know, that's always fun when you do the whole Control-Alt-P and you kind of look to see who has it on and who doesn't.
Yes.
You know what, y'all are bad.
Anybody hiding anything here?
I'm so bad about camming around the sim and like nitpicking what people have on, and then every now and then I'll cam somebody and bam, there's an eye full of cock, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, nobody has their prim pieces on and hidden right now. Yes, that's good. Oh, wait, I lied. There we go.
Who's got the prim pieces on?
Wait, we gotta
get it. He's got a hint, but I found it. And that's awfully small for his avatar.
Oh my God! You know what? I don't know what to say about y'all two.
click it? Can I click it? Oh, I can tell. I'm not going to click it, though.
Click it, click it, click it. Look at his face. I look at his face.
The expression on his face. What's going on?
Oh, God. You know what? That is rather small. You know what? He's rather modest because you know some of the guys. It's like, there is no way in hell. He's trying to figure out who's touching. Do it again. Do it again.
Yeah, I don't want to get thrown out.
One time you can say, oh, my bad, it was a misclick. I think it... Oh, my God, that was so awful.
See, guys, and that is why you always take it off. I don't care if you hide it. You always, always take it off.
Because you're going to have girls like us who know how to find that shit, and we will fuck with your head. I'm just saying.
True story. All right, so back to the hot bitches here.
Back to the hot bitches? All right,
wait. I do like that, even though that is prim. Oh, look, there's the hot bitches. Oh, that's us.
Yeah, let me close my chat window. I had it open so I could see whether or not anything was coming up.
All right, ladies, who's got something lovely accessory-wise that they
okay,
found?
Okay, all my stuff I picked before I knew what the theme was, and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, I do apologize.
I did find something kind of close. It's kind of real-life geek fashion-ish. We may have done something on this before, but it's like a new design that I thought were hilarious. So,
okay, is Copy and Link?
Copy and Pasta? She didn't do her Copy and Pasta.
Copy and Pasta.
Pasta sauce and macaroni. What?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
I don't know. You know what I really want? I want some tilapia with some black olives.
You need to come on by my house. I got
God, I want them. It's Pac-Man.
It's not
it's
so
Pac-Man,
up.
Baby. I'm in love with you. It's Pac-Man, baby. I'm in love with you.
Yeah, look how big that is. And if you keep scrolling down, there's like it's like a whole bunch of them. You know, you got the portal with like the little the things where the nipples are.
Okay, I want the Pac-Man one. I'm sorry. I got the Pac-Man one.
Keep scrolling down, it gets better.
Who are these guys? I don't know who these guys are. Hold on.
I can't see. Oh, that's Captain America.
Mm-hmm. And then
she's talking about the other ones. Girl, that is
the Beatles.
Is it, I thought it was Cheech and Chong. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That is the Beatles.
Girl, I can't see them. I thought it was Cheech and Chong. All I saw was mustache.
Oh, my God. Y'all are fired.
We should be.
I didn't know
I
who
agree.
That was. So.
I concur.
I like that the Facebook like is kind of cool. Oh, I like the Star Wars one. Oh, Buzz Lightyear. All right, that is cool. I've not seen a Lightyear one.
Buzz Lightyear, Star Ranger. I'm just going to say somebody made reference to that. That is not sexy, just so you know, person who made reference to Buzz Lightyear with me. I want to let you know that's not sexy.
The Nintendo one almost looks like they took an image of a Nintendo controller, cropped it, blew it up, and then had it screened onto that bra.
Yep.
I like that.
I do too. I really like that.
Oh, you like that one? I don't like that one.
I do. I like it. You know why I like it? Because it kind of encourages people to play with your boobies.
Well, all right.
Just, you know, think of me and find a good point.
Do you think the guys really need any encouragement to play with your boobies?
Well, you know, my boobies, no. No.
What are you trying to say? They need encouragement to play with? I assure you, I have to offer no encouragement.
All right, well, I have to show this necklace.
As soon as I enter the room, well, my boobs enter first, but as soon as we enter the room, it's immediately, hey, I want to play with her tits. That's how it goes.
But what you're trying to say? You still haven't corrected the little faux pas.
You know what I'm going to say, girl. You know what I mean.
What you're trying to say?
It ain't a faux pas if I meant it.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see how it is. I see how it be.
Oh, goody. Oh, I got to go AFK for a minute. Be right back. No, you don't.
So what you think about my Nerdling necklace? I kind of like this one. It's the little Transformers off a motherboard, it looks like.
Oh.
They turned into a necklace.
Right there is quite lovely.
From a distance, people wouldn't even realize what it was. They think it's just little black beads. But then you get up close and you realize what it is, and you're like, oh, my God, that's so cool.
Make it bigger. Make it bigger so I can see it. Make it bigger.
I was trying, but it didn't want to. It wanted to get a new website when I...
That right there be hot.
Well, let me see if I go to their website, if I can make it bigger. Oh, they got a whole bunch of geeky stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, Alice, did I give you that? Because I was going there, too.
No. Oh, you, well, if you did, I didn't get.
Well, I didn't get that one. But let me give you.
Look at the USB necklace.
I've seen that. We had a, I think we featured that a while ago. This girl here, whoever made it here on Pinterest, it was actually done by one of the bigger fashion designers, Versace or somebody, did a USB necklace. But theirs was with a real diamond, so it was like $1 million for that USB.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. That's serious business right there. That's serious business when it's over a mil. I got quite a few.
These cups right here, I want made into a ring. So if I punch somebody, it is going to take a tooth out and half your face.
All right. Oh, I didn't label that first one. But that has to do with Star Wars, and that's all I'm going to tell you. The rest of them I have.
There we go. All right. So you want the first one? First one?
Yep, you can do the first one, yeah.
Okay. Paste and go.
I'm
going
to put them all in one.
My God. That.
Now, I'm looking at the Stormtrooper
dress. Yeah, Stormtrooper dress.
Now, and I have another one of that further down in the links that I gave you. But that right there is the ultimate in Freakum dress for geeks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at that. That Stormtrooper, it is leather or pleather or latex or something.
I don't know what it is. It's shiny and it fits tight and it is hot. Let me just tell you.
Look at her tattoos. It goes so well.
With her tattoos. And you can do so many different things with this. Girls, I mean, even if you have one of those little serapes, you can throw one of those on top of this in the wintertime and some black tights underneath, or they have the black and white tights. There's some, I didn't put them in with my link, but I'll repin them on our Pinterest. There are some Mass Effect leggings that actually would go with this dress.
That is hot. I absolutely, we've, of course, seen the R2-D2 swimsuit before.
Yep.
I love how they paired it with the tall shoes, the platform shoes.
Scroll down a little bit so you can see, because you can't see them on your screen.
Oh, she's got little arm warmers, too.
Yes. Scroll down a little bit so we can see the shoes, because your screen is not
going. It's scrolled. I've just got to wait.
Okay. Oh, I forgot.
A couple of stitches on the bag here.
You know what? I would have liked the black platforms on the Stormtrooper dress a little more.
Yeah. I think the reason why they put her in the flatter ones is she is much taller than that blonde.
That's true. Yeah, so they could be the same height. Makes it easier to do the shot.
That is some redhead love right there.
That in it is, again, perfect composition. And girls, even if you're not a redhead, you know you can throw you on a little red wig, or you can put in some little red streaks to kind of make it pop.
I take pictures for you. I got my hair done. I got to show you.
Yes, or white streaks in there would be cool if you got really dark hair. Mm-hmm. Just very, very... subtle. Somebody's saying hello to you.
I've got two panels of blonde on either side of mine right now.
Ginger, somebody is saying hello to you.
Somebody, hello to me?
Somebody says hello, Ginger. I don't know where he is, but it's Pierce Besner. Is that the one you were groping from across the
phone? I don't think so.
Woo.
I don't know. I didn't see his name. Oh, that's not how you.
Maybe he's not talking to you. I don't know. Okay. Throw up my next one.
Okay. I will throw up your next one.
I went and found a bunch of lovely, lovely Freakum dresses. Lovely.
I've got to show you. Oh, my God. That is sexiness right there. Oh, my God. That is hot.
Okay, now this is not an actual dress made, but it's artwork of a dress, obviously. But could be made. It's perfectly feasible to be made, I think. Extremely.
How about an SL?
Yeah, it could be an SL, but I'm saying for real life, if you were
for real life. Oh my good God, your guide never let you out of his sight, out of the house.
Right?
Ooh.
The blades, all of it perfect. Again, this is going to be one of the ones you could even get away with throwing a cape over it, the coat, or a girl version of the coat from Assassin's Creed. You throw it over, and then when you get to the party is when you don't even have to take it off. You can just pull it open, and that's more than enough to make people just die. Corset underneath. This actually is like one of those, and I've seen these dresses a lot in Ross in the past few years. They're not quite the thing to wear, but they're kind of not the thing to wear.
Yeah.
I was going to pick one up, but I don't do well with white clothing, so I didn't get it. But you know those white, I forget what they call them, farmer or milkmaid dresses? You could buy these at a Ross, $5. And they're good for the girls with the big boobs and for the small boobs because they have adjustable straps. You do this and you get you a little hood to attach and a corset because that's all she's got on. And you get you some little garters and you pretty much got this outfit.
You do. This is, come on, what that's on.
Yes, you could be all kind of sexy-licious just this summer. And don't think you can't walk around like this every day. You can.
You totally could. You totally could. You may, you know, end up with some 20s.
Myers, but.
All right, so I have to show this dress before we move on.
Go ahead.
You can see it. Sassy Tron dress.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Does it light up?
I am not for sure, but it looks like they have a black light. It looks like it's black light activated.
That's so hot.
It is. It's amazing. I love it. It's gorgeous.
I wonder what shoes she has on. You know, those little lighted eyelashes we were talking about last week that they wear.
Oh, those would go wonderful.
It would be hot.
And see, girls, this is how you do it. Little tattoos, unstated. They're not completely taken over your body. They're not gaudy. They're not some ridiculous cheap crap that you picked off a wall.
Or the tramp stamp that goes on your back.
Girl, there was a tramp stamp the other day that said, always classy, never trashy.
But it's trashy because you have it on. Why?
Tramp stamp?
Hey,
it's
don't be knocking the tramp stamp. I happen to have one in real life.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to talk about you every time I see you now. Every time I'm just going to pull up your shirt.
The tattoo said, always classy, never trashy, and it was a tramp stamp.
Mine is just, you know.
You were young and you thought, I'll get one of these. It was what was
maybe
in style. You know what? I'm not going to say her name because I know she listens to the show. She will know exactly who I'm talking about. And she really just don't care because she's that kind of chick. I got to give her credit. She has tons of tattoos and not all of them are classy. But she keeps it covered. You wouldn't know she had them. You know, she's very, you know, I think she's a VP's secretary or something like that, or his assistant, but, you know, she's pretty high up the food chain as far as jobs go, but you would never know she has these tattoos because she keeps them covered. If you're going to get these tattoos, the reason why they're called tramp stamps is because some of you wear them and everybody sees them. Learn to hide your shit. You save that for when you're, you know, doing stuff like this. Then maybe you want people to see. Oh, my God, I must have it. Oh.
Robotic booze-generating dress.
I don't need the booze-generating dress. It's just hot all by itself. Does it light up?
I do not know.
Does it light?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Pseudomorphs are tech culture pieces that transform into fluid displays, which is exactly what Dare Droid does. Dare Droid is a biomechanic hybrid cocktail robot dress that combines pneumatic technology with open-source hardware and human temperament to provide the dress with freshly mixed white Russian cocktails. The seemingly sophisticated system is capable of detecting responsiveness, in other words, drunken lowered inhibitions, creating a complicated game of doling out cocktails based on whether engaged viewers enter the model's per space.
Wait, read that again? Basically, give me the gist of it. What goes on?
Apparently,
you put it on your nipples.
It makes white Russians. The system is capable of drinking responsiveness, in other words, drunken lowered inhibitions, creating a complicated game of doling, giving out cocktails based on whether engaged viewers enter the model's personal space.
Huh.
So,
this is another one of those
sure
if you're turned on kind of dresses is what it is.
But,
yeah.
Okay, white Russians, I'm a little worried because you said nipples and white Russians in the same sentence and all I could think was breast milk.
Well, that's probably what they're going for is the things they're going for.
Okay, no, that is not a fetish that I have. Thank you very much.
Well, this came from boozenews.com, so I'm not sure if I actually used it.
That's
breast milk or not, but there is a syringe pumper-looking thing in her hand, so maybe?
You know what, that, I don't, okay, here's the thing. Do you really want to go up to some random chick and drink a breast milk white Russian when you don't even know her?
If you're into that sort of fetish, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, you know somebody out there does like it, but...
No. I'm not talking about the fetish anymore. I'm talking about the health concerns. This is a chick you don't even know.
Well, no.
If she's breastfeeding, I mean, she's had a baby, and in the States, she would have been tested.
Some of the nastiest bitches in the world can have babies. It don't mean I want to drink their breast milk.
Well, now, you're a biology teacher. You know the breast milk is supposed to be much healthier for us, even than the cow, but that is irrelevant.
Not if it's packed with viruses and bacteria because she's a skank-ass hoe.
No, actually,
I don't know.
They're not packed with viruses and bacteria is a thing. That's why the breast milk is supposed to be so safer for you.
Actually,
that stuff doesn't make
sense. Some viruses can be passed through breast milk, just saying.
Some, but usually that's because the nipple is dirty.
And no, that's a whole other thing.
Okay, so moving along, because that is not the topic of our show.
I just got a little, I'm biology, and that grossed me the fuck out. I'm sorry, I just couldn't.
Oh, good Lord, child. Let it go. Put up me a dress.
All right. I'm trying to think. All right, we are on this one, I think. Do, and we'll come back to the one that I just opened. Paste and go.
Okay. What are we doing? Let me see.
There we go. I just did your link one.
Oh, yes. That is my favorite.
Imagine that. This being Cordy's favorite.
Big surprise. And for some geek boys, that actually is a freakum dress.
That would be my freakum dress.
Yeah.
If I ever wear cosplay, that's what I'm putting on.
Wait, what are those shoes she's got on in that picture in the top left-hand corner?
Let's go right to the shoes.
Girl, I love me some shoes.
This girl here is so cute with her little ears.
She looks adorable.
Like, doesn't she look like she could be Link? You know,
except for the boobies, which she has nice little pert titties. But,
yeah, but
I don't like this. I'm sorry. I don't.
The Link?
I don't like the Link. I don't like how it fits her. I don't like the hat. I don't like the hair.
I don't like the color of the hair.
The color of the hair is Link's color.
Yeah, she's Link. She's got it down.
She's personified Link, and the clothing fits exactly like Link's clothing, except he has pants on, and she has no pants on.
She wears tights.
I just don't like the whole androgynous boy thing.
I do. I think it's very hot. I have a thing.
I don't think it's hot on anybody but Link.
I do. I kind of like, okay, I maybe just, you know, what's the word for me?
But did Link have pants on?
Yes, and she does not.
He wears tights.
I think I'm just what's the word? I'm not prejudiced when it comes to liking people, so it's more of a persona. I like androgyny. I like the really raw masculine men. I like really feminine women. It just depends on the person and the persona and how they present themselves, basically.
Yes, I don't like it. I haven't quite decided what it is about it. Sorry, I'm going to lose my voice, but I don't like it. There's something about it. I just don't.
That cab is about to piss me off.
The cab in the game is pissing her off.
Oh, I know, right? That thing's very annoying.
There's no point to it.
No, there's no point to the cab. And I'm standing all up in Ginger's face, and she got her arm around my leg. She like it.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
Well, now I have to show you Midnight Hacker Dress. It's black velvet.
Wait a minute.
I think is sexy. We were talking about freakum dresses and geeks, and I think
like
this
it.
Is it.
I don't really
don't
like it.
It.
No.
You do?
I don't like it at all.
Wait a minute. Scroll down a little bit. Let me scroll down. Okay, I like and don't like it. It's too... What era was this? 1996 Sharon Stone type of
it's
thing?
It's
that
very...
It's pretty woman-ish.
Like the girlfriend
it's pretty woman-ish.
That's it. That's the dress that has it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, I see that. I was thinking, you know, she would be the girlfriend of the evil... I don't know, something.
I know what you're getting at. I just don't like that. I feel like if you're going to... I never did like that look. I don't know. The whole connected midriff thing.
I didn't either. I don't like the cutouts.
She's the woman behind the evil villain. She's the evil villain.
I like cutouts. I don't like it where she has it on the midriff. The arms, I think, work. I don't like the way the arms are either. I never like that cut off arm thing because that's not good for. I like if you're gonna do stuff like that, stuff that kind of is an every woman thing. This is made strictly for her body type.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is not made for curvier girls. Let's put it that way.
No. Not at all.
That would no.
Yeah, it's. I guess this is not working for me, Ginger. It ain't working for me. I like the wig. I like the persona.
I like the persona that she's projecting. You're right. She is like the evil genius's girlfriend. Yeah. I like the persona she's projecting, and it works for her body type. But overall, I just don't like it.
She's totally going to talk in like a Russian accent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She needs a riding crop and.
oh God, yes.
She needs a riding
right,
crop.
Totally. That she reminds me of the evil Russian chick in Indiana Jones. And one who gets ate by the ants or whatever.
Oh, you mean Kate? Wasn't it Kate Winslet? Not Kate Winslet, but Kate. Oh, crap. What's her name? That's one of them Kates. Not Hudson. It's one of them other Kates. They all three look alike, damn it.
Yeah.
They really do. Why is that? The only Kate that looks different to me is Kate Winslet.
Yeah, Kate is out of the three. She is the one that looks different. The Kate you're talking about, she was in The Lord of the Rings. She played the elven queen.
She's gorgeous.
So she's the one. I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her last name right now.
Oh, Nikes. We have like 3.5 minutes left.
Do we?
Yeah.
We're not going to have time for all this lovely session.
We're not.
I know. We had a ton tonight.
Mm-hmm. We did indeed.
I have more. Oh, no. There's one I want to show because I love it.
Throw it
up. Give me.
It's kind of a geek accessory thing going on up in here.
And oh, no, not Wonder Woman thing. All no. All the way around, no.
Yeah.
No.
My Wonder Woman
no.
Yeah, no. Wonder Woman, no.
It's up very shortly.
Pull up mine before you have to go.
I'm waiting. Oh, I can see why you like that.
I don't see it yet.
Hang on.
There you go.
I can click on it to look at it. Aww.
Zombie Snow White on an Apple computer. How's that?
We gotta get that for you.
I'll put it on, but that's awesome.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
That is absolutely awesome.
All right, guys, that marks the end of our show. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey.
No news tomorrow.
Never mind. Screw that. No news. Y'all are out of luck. But you want to tune in on Thursday to catch our Rough Rock Ready Show? Huh?
I'm just showing pictures as we go out.
Okay, yeah, we have pictures going. You can always check us out, GameAndAtrix.com. blogtalkradio.com/gamergirlsradio and catch our podcast there. Are we still on iTunes? I can't remember.
We are on iTunes all the time.
We're on iTunes as well. So favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't. We're on Facebook, Twitter, hell, we're all over the place. Just Google Gamer Girls Radio. You'll find us. Anyway, all right. So peace out, bitches. We love you. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight,
bitches.
Pixinista. That's right. Bad fashion anywhere, we will find you and we will ream your ass. Yeah. Just remember that when you go out of the little pixel house, okay? Okay. Good night, sweeties.